Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and what a day it is. What a night it's going to be. State of the Union tonight, 6 o'clock. Log on and answer our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think the president is going to mention impeachment during the State of the Union address? Yes or no? We'll bring you some results a little bit later on in the show. First off, though, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with one of our county leaders and, of course, community organizers, or not organizers, community bookers there. It's David Burns as we continue to talk about the big precinct meetings for Douglas County. Every county has a different day that they're doing it. Douglas County is on Thursday at 7 p.m. Dave, thank you so much for joining the show.
Well, thank you, Monica, for having me.
And thank
you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, but thank you also for having the precinct meeting at a convenient time in the evening. That it's after dinner, it's before bedtime, and you can just go and get it done. First off, I want to ask you, why is it so important for people to go to the precinct meetings, even though there's not a presidential caucus for the Republicans?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that they get when they come there, they'll get a sense and a feel of what's going on. And of course, people talk. So they're there for a purpose and a reason. And when some new person comes in and has questions, they're more than happy to answer them. So I encourage people to attend those in order to learn more about what's going on in our local government, and maybe even beyond that, state government as well.
Well, thank you for bringing up state. That was going to be my next question for you, Dave. It was, people are always saying, well, the state doesn't listen to us. The state isn't listening to the average Republican voter. And all I can think, Dave, is, did you participate in your precinct meeting? Did you choose the people who were going to be on the Central Committee? Because if you didn't participate, then how can you say the state isn't listening to you?
And that's true. And as I just talked to Mark Gardner a few minutes ago, he said typically when you go to these meetings, he said there's so many given, like what they call TRE area, which is where Mark is at and going to be running for commissioner for that area. He said that for every 50 people, they have a representative. So there's going to be 14 available down there. And he said, very seldom do we ever fill that. He said, in fact, a lot of the areas in different counties throughout the state usually do not fill it. So there's openings there. People need to get involved and be a part of it. If you don't show up and you don't find out what's going on and you're not a part of it, then you really don't have a reason to complain.
Well, and I think it pits county against county as well, because in my precinct from Saturday, just from my precinct, from my neighborhood alone, basically, we had 11 seats for the Central Committee, and we had four people there in entirety, and two of them didn't want to be on the Central Committee. So it's like, wow. Talk about apathy.
Well, that also gives us a sense or a feel of who's going to actually vote. I personally think we have by far enough conservatives, and I don't mean just Republican, enough conservative votes in this state that Governor Sisolak should have never got there. He only won by 40,000 votes. Mm-hmm. That should have been taken over by a major portion, but they just needed to at least vote if they don't want to be involved in the precincts.
Yeah. The number one question I believe that I'm getting on the air is, what do I do? How do I get started? And the most important thing is, whatever county you're in, Lyon, Story, Douglas, Carson, contact your GOP office. Now, they're all different, but if you want to contact Douglas, it's douglasgop.org. If you're in Washoe, it's washoegop.org. And just get involved, and especially for something like this. Dave, I want to go back and say something. You had mentioned TRE for people who don't know. And if you're new to Douglas County, that's Topaz Ranch Estates Community, because they're kind of off, away from everybody else. And so they have their own section there. But what can people expect on Thursday night?
Well, they can expect more understanding of what's going on in your precinct, your area of where you vote. And that way you're going to see the representation. And if you want to be a part of it, as Mark told me, he says, show up. He says, most likely you'll be able to be a part of it. And he said that when that happens, he said, you're setting the tone for what is going to happen as far as the party goes in your area. If you want input, if you do want to be heard, you need to show up and be there. And you need to learn. I'm still learning what's going on. Mark educated me today on some more stuff.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, it's not just the Central Committee. It's also who's going to be going on as delegates for the county convention for where you're at, and it's also going to be for the state convention, for the national convention. So you choose delegates as well that will be voted on at the different conventions. So it's more than just one thing. So please, 7 to 9 p.m. So is Mark going to be joining us?
Well, Mark is here's where his campaign manager, Ginger Stewart, she is asking that down the road here. See, March 13th, I'll tell you a little bit more what's going on down here in this county. We have, although heavy, heavy Republican, I think we have more Republicans in Douglas County than any other county in the state. Mm-hmm. As far as ratio goes. So we're heavy Republican down here, but that doesn't mean that they're always the best interest for you as a voter. We have three commissioners down here that for some reason think that they can do things without background or backup from the community. They're changing plans, the master plan, they're just changing it. And to accommodate some huge developments down here, we came against one development down in the South Ranchos, Gardnerville Ranchos. And as we come against that, they backed off and shut down because they seen what a problem it was. Well, guess what? It's coming back now again. They're going to bring it back. And I also found out that this, and it's a longer story, but I'm not going to get into it. But there's a thing going on up to the Tahoe in Douglas County, up by Tahoe, where the businesses are and stuff, and they want to build this building up there. You've probably heard about it.
Yeah, well, the event center.
Yes, and they want to put that on the back of everybody down here in the valley and everything, and we have absolutely no use for it down here. But anyway, they're having, I think they changed their meeting, I think, from the 21st, I want to say, to like the 27th. Don't hold me to that. But they're having, where are they having the meeting? They're having it up to Tahoe. So people can't come up there, and they're having it like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So they don't want resistance on the things that they're doing. Instead of getting what everybody's idea or what the community that they're supposed to be representing, and getting hearing from them, they often kind of secret, although it's not, but we consider it a secret when they do this stuff because the whole valley can't go up there and be a part of that meeting. There's other things, the park development. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of homes already approved, and now they're adding thousands more.
Yeah.
We don't understand it.
Douglas County is going through, unfortunately, the same thing that I hear from all of the counties, Washoe County, Carson, and Story and Lyon as well, with all of these big developments coming in, you know, saying that there's this housing crisis, and I don't see it, Dave.
I don't either. Especially down here, things have leveled off. We see homes that were for a while there are apartments and rentals and stuff that we're not seeing before. We're seeing them come up now. We see homes going up that's already been pre-approved, homes going up all over down here. We understand growth. I'm not saying stop all growth, but we need to have a common sense about this and put a control and somewhat regulate and stop putting all the infrastructure, the wells down here, all in well down here, big wells to the city zone in the valley. The well, the sewer system, all the infrastructure, streets, all that stuff, they want to put a bypass in. That's another story. They want to put all that cost on the backs of the taxpayers that are here. And we don't understand, why are you doing that to us? We're not the ones that's making I had the rough numbers. They're going to be billionaires off from this developments down here. And they don't want to pay for this. And I don't get it. The only thing we can think is somebody's palms getting greased. We do have two commissioners that are fighting this. But you got to have three. So we have three commissioners, two of those commissioners that are giving us issues, having issues. They're up for reelection. We think one of them, we think, may not run again. The second one, we think, will. And they're being challenged. They're already being challenged. Mark is one of them that's challenging.
Gardner.
Yes, Mark Gardner. Dave Nelson is the other commissioner that has been trying to put this into perspective and slow things down and keep a control on things. And he's up for reelection. Of course, they're trying to replace him with somebody, which we don't think is going to happen. And we're hoping Mark would do that. Now, the last election we had with commissioners, Commissioner Thaler he was the chairman, and he was doing the same thing, trying to push everything through what he wanted, his agenda. And John run against him, and John Engel run against him, and he beat him, which Mr. Thaler didn't think he could get beat, but he did. And it's because they're not listening to the people. They're not communicating with the community and the people, and that's what we want to put back into the hands of the people, at least to understand what's going on.
And the participation of getting good people to run is the hardest thing out there. So please look into Mark, know that you have options out there. And Dave, I've got more calls stacking up, so I got to let you go. But thank you so much for bringing us the information on the precinct meeting and for Mark Gardner and what's going on in Douglas County. And, you know, the master plans are put into place for a reason.
Yep.
And for people to just come in and change them, Dave, that it's just ridiculous.
Right. March 13th, we will know who's running against who in this in the county.
Yep.
As far
first
as
day of filing
go, and that's when we really Mark would like to come in. We'd like to come in and explain what's going on at that time and why Mark's running.
And you're more than welcome. anybody who wants to run for office, whether it be before or after filing day, you are more than welcome to be on this show because this is the people's show. This is right. the community show to know what's going on. So, Dave, thank you.
And that's why I listen to it.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. And that's why I also appreciate you calling in with all the great information. So, Dave Burns, thank you so much. And we'll be back with more calls and some residents of Douglas County calling in to finish up on this conversation. Thanks, Dave. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada at 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Good day show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Also at 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. So, do you think Trump's going to mention the impeachment during the State of the Union tonight? Yes or no? Get on there and vote. And of course, we are carrying the State of the Union tonight, 6 o'clock. And I can't wait. I am going to be glued to it. I can't wait to hear what he has to say and just rub it in their faces, those smug little Democrat faces of all of his accomplishments. Well, to be in politics, you got to have a thick skin. You get blamed for everything by weird people like me and the public. You can never do things fast enough. Things change. But if you're going to hold public office, you better be ready to take on the responsibility and when things don't go right. But when you start changing things like the master plans and zoning codes, you know, so development can come in, you better be ready for it. Let's go to somebody who actually lives in Douglas County and continue our conversation about growth and people running for office. And Gene is calling in today. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you, Monica?
I'm doing great. So how is it living in Douglas County?
Well, it's semi-utopian, but things are deteriorating. And one of the things that's causing the deterioration for the populace there is a board of commissioners there, as a previous caller had mentioned, I think it's Mark Gardner, that we have a board of commission that's governing with a combination of both contempt and corruption. Kind of a combination of both, and as he alluded to, we see the clandestine meetings at the lake, and we see the clandestine meeting not scheduled in a way to prohibit participation, as it were. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of that, and you know, as I said before on this program, and Mark alluded to it, the commission down here is just completely co-opted by these development interests in one form or another. They seem to get whatever they want. And something that Mark didn't bring up.
Oh, no, that was Dave.
Dave didn't bring up. We had an advisory vote in the last election cycle here on the ballot, 2018 here in Douglas County, that passed by 80%, 90%. It was advisory vote, a resolution by the voters that stipulated that all development and all the costs incurred and infrastructure costs incurred by new development really had to be taken on by the developer themselves, and it passed with overwhelming support here in Douglas County. And I brought that up in a commission meeting, and it raised a few ears of people didn't really recall that, and I don't think the commission recalled that either. They have an advisory vote that these developers are supposed to bear the cost of the maintenance and infill of infrastructure mm-hmm. to service their developments. And so that's fallen on deaf
ears. And
as
most developers should be held to.
Mm-hmm. The only way that they can facilitate the development that Dave alluded to is some kind of assessments on the backs of Douglas County residents. And one of the things, too, is there's a lot of folks here who are settled in. There's a lot of folks who are either retired or they're on fixed incomes and issues like that. And I don't think the people that run the government entities down here understand that these folks are not going to be able to stay the pace with the kind of taxes that they have in mind to put the things in place to facilitate development, no matter what it is, everything to do with infrastructure, police, fire, roads, streets, sewer, water, whatever. But I wanted to touch on water. At the last board meeting that they canicated quasi-approval of this big park project in North Minden, adding 2,500, 3,000 homes to the North County, we had no less than four entities there who had done water studies of the groundwater in the watershed there, groundwater studies of the aquifer in Douglas County. You know, not only was I taken aback by the number of entities who studied water, but we also had an appearance by the U.S. Geological Survey, who presented a very comprehensive study of all things water in Douglas County, how many acre feet being utilized, and how many acre feet were needed until we ended up in overdraft of that aquifer. So the study was pretty comprehensive. And then I saw this little snippet in the local paper, the Record Courier, here a couple of weeks ago, that the state water engineer, who's been very active north of Reno, trying to impose moratoriums, wants to do a study himself that would cost in excess of $3 million, and wants to be allowed to have a special assessment on property taxes of Douglas County taxpayers to pay for his study. And I was a little taken aback by the fact that Mr. Sisolak and the state water engineer are already trying to backdoor property tax increases here in Nevada under the guise of water studies. Sent the governor a letter saying the taxpayers couldn't afford study redundancy, and that water studies and the activities of the state engineer are the province of the state general fund, and that if he wasn't spending so much money on unfunded spending as he has been, he would have the money to do his water study, but in no uncertain terms should Douglas County property homeowners and property owners be assessed a special fee to pay for the water study. So, you know, there's a whole... God, I hate to plagiarize a script from a movie, but there's just a whole rat's nest of stuff going on here in Douglas County. And it has, as Dave pointed out, a house cleaning is needed with that, the Board of Commission and county manager and all the others who are facilitating all this in contempt of Douglas County voters and taxpayers. So I just wanted to make that comment for those that are out there listening. I don't have anything else I can add because he had really brought up almost everything apart from the water studies that have been done. So my prediction is that the current rate of development and what they're proving in Douglas County, that, as I said in the meeting there with, in front of the commission, that Douglas County will one day be the poster child for a Time magazine cover piece of a water disaster in the within the West in these aquifers, and Douglas County will be a poster boy for that. They'll be on the cover of Time someday as they start to overdraft this aquifer in not too many years in front of us, maybe 5-10 years out.
Well, so, Gene, that's good.
That does not seem to matter to the powers that be in Douglas County.
No, it doesn't, and any of the counties, the way that it's going now. But I got to cut you off. I got to take a quick Fox News break here, but I'm glad you called. I didn't know about the fees going to the homeowners and in the community, the residents, for the property tax fees there or whatever for that study. So I will also find out more about that because, that's him playing games with the finances. So, Gene, thank you so much for the call. We'll be back after this with more of your calls and more things going on here all over Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And Kelly, if you want to be on the air, then be on the air. If not, stop calling up and bitching at my producer for things that you don't know squat about. This is a live talk radio show where people have the opportunity to call in at 884-9910 between 10 and noon every weekday. I don't live in Douglas County. So I'm not going to educate myself, as you put it. I rely on the residents of Douglas County to call in and talk about the change they want, what they love about their community, what's going on in the community. And if you don't like it, then I can't help that. If you disagree with someone, then call up and disagree with Dave or disagree with Gene. I am not sitting down with people who call in and going over with them beforehand what they say. If you don't like it, then call in and disagree with them. I am a host facilitating a show. If you don't like it, if you're pro-growth, if you want everything eaten up by developers, if you don't want any water available for people, whatever it is, then call in and participate. Don't just call and rag at my producer that I don't know what I'm talking about. So there you have it. You want to send me an email? And I have a feeling you have sent me an email before. I have a feeling you're the one that called me. Well, we'll leave it at that. But thanks for listening. Go on to our podcasts. If you want to hear what Dave had to say about Mark Gardner, or you have, you know, interest in what he said about growth and development or the precinct meeting that's coming up, or if you want to hear what Gene had to say about the aquifers and the water and Sisolak, it's on the podcast. But like I say, I live in South Reno in Washoe County. I can only bring you personally what I'm interested in. I can only bring you my opinion. If you want something else, then you need to call the show. Let's go back to those phone lines like people do at 884-9910. John, thanks for calling in. You want to talk about the State of the Union tonight at 6?
Yeah, State of Union Party at 407 North Curry at the Old Globe Saloon. Starts about 5:30, quarter to 6. Hopefully you'll be there. I'm sorry that lady was such a problem. But anyway, we'd like to get everybody there for the Old Globe Saloon. They have $4 beers, and there's no food, so I'm bringing pizza. And hopefully people will show up for the State of the Union speech party at the Old Globe Saloon this evening. So,
thank you so much for putting that together, and I hope tons of people show up, because not only do we need to support our president, but we need to support each other for supporting our president, because there's still a lot of people out there who won't wear their Trump hats because they're afraid to go into public. So, what time do you want people to start showing up? 5:30,
quarter to 6.
And watch it from the beginning. John, thank you so much. What's the address again?
407 North Curry. It's the street behind Carson on the west side. It's the oldest bar in Carson City. It was built in the 1800s.
It's a great place, and it's going to be an awesome event tonight. Thank you so much for the call, John. I appreciate it. If you've got a viewing party that you'd like to get on the air tonight, that you want people to show up, any of the bars here in Reno, or if you're in Gardnerville, Minden area, if you've got a viewing party going on for the State of the Union, please call in. I'm going to be listening to it on 99.1 FM Talk because I have other things that I have to do at 6 o'clock tonight, but I am not going to miss a second of it. So I'm going to have my earbuds in, my radio station on, and doing what I need to do. So this is going to be a big thing tonight. Play drinking games if you want. I just say pay attention and listen to the reactions. Listen to the applause. I wish actually they'd kind of cut the applause out a little bit. You know, it's like, let him talk. It's like, stop the applause. I want to hear what the man's saying. It's like we keep breaking down to give that, you know, notoriety that we approve something, but it puts like an extra, what, half hour into the show just for the applause. And you know he is going to get a lot of them tonight because he's going to be talking about his accomplishments. Why so much talking about the accomplishments that he's made? Because the lamestream media will not talk about him. They don't. You know they are gritting their teeth if they have to say anything that's positive. The China trade deals that have started, the money that they are going to put in by buying goods, the relief that we've received. I mean, this man is making it happen, making sure more sections of the wall are built. A good wall, a real wall. Making sure that we have more Border Patrol to find those 4,000 foot or 4,000 yard tunnels. Wow. He's making it happen. He's making it better for people. He's making it better for Americans. Because if you can see from the Democrats, from the debates, from the Iowa caucuses, yeah, not a whole lot of Americans running on that side. They may live in America, but they are socialists. They are communists, and they want to drag America down. I don't care how patriotic they say they are. That's not the case. When you want to destroy this country from the inside, yeah, that's not being an American to me. Was going to do a little tribute, but we're going to go back to the phone lines and check in with Dean this morning, who also wants to talk about the State of the Union. By the way, you can log on to 991fmtalk.com, answer our poll question. Do you think Trump's going to mention the impeachment in the State of the Union? Yes or no? Dean, are you going to be paying attention to the State of the Union tonight?
Yes, I am.
What do you want to hear?
You know, he did a great job last time. I just want to hear the same consistent speech that we heard last time.
What do you want to see the next 4 years? What do you want to see him accomplish? Because I don't know, he's got to come up with some new stuff. He accomplished everything that he promised us last time.
I don't think so. I think he's got a checklist and he's doing, you know, he's multitasking. He's right. He's doing what he says he's going to do. I mean, how many politicians go out there and tell you what they're going to do and then go out and do it?
None.
You know, I love that about the guy. He's a business guy and he's out there just communicating his plan.
Yeah.
So he's doing a good job.
He's looking at it as a business, not this, oh, you wash my back and I'll wash yours. And, you know, we'll you vote for my deal and I'll vote for your deal. It's I know he knows the art of the deal, Dean, but he's about getting the job done. And that's what
I appreciate. Last time I checked, the United States is one of the biggest businesses.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of employees and it needs to be taken care of. And we just need to do what we're doing. You know, greatest country in the world. And we just got to treat it like that.
Yeah, and continue it. Dean, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to the lines and check in with Gino. Hi, Gino. What's on your mind about the State of the Union?
Well, you know, everyone's wondering, is Trump going to say anything? And I kind of think he should kind of play it cool, but maybe he should have like a beverage up there, you know, and, you know, reach, take a sip and go, iced tea. Take another sip and say, peach. Mint. I'll drink it. Not say anything else. Just be very cool and nonchalant about it. Because the man's going to take a victory tour, even though he's going into the lion's den, truly.
Yeah, truly. When he gives that speech in the House, you know, at the invitation of Nancy Pelosi, that's just wonderful. I think he is. I think he's going to mention impeachment, but it's going to be so subliminal that you're going to have to be paying attention to pick up on it. So, Gino, thanks for the call. I appreciate that laugh. James is on the line and wants to make a couple of comments about the State of the Union and Douglas County. So, James, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to let everyone know that Douglas County is having a watch party. It's going to be at our headquarters, 1507 Highway 395. And have a little bit of food and watch the State of the Union. And anybody can come there who's not sure where to go for the precinct meetings. We have all the info there. And I really appreciate you mentioning the precinct meetings. That is really so important. I am the vice chairman of the Douglas County Central Committee. And I can't tell you how important the precinct meetings are. That's the basics of everything in the national politics starts in the county.
Exactly. And James, bless you for taking on that responsibility. So where is the headquarters so people can come down?
It's 1507 Highway 395 North, Suite B. It's called the Anchor Building. And we're going to have some food and we're going to have some fun and we'll watch it. And anyone in Douglas County who's not sure where to go or what precinct they're in, stop by. We have books. We can look up your address and we can get you started. And come to the precinct meetings and bring your ideas for the platform. I'm also chairman of the platform committee. And the suggestions and precincts can end up in the state, even the national platform.
I love it.
Have a good influence on your party, and it's the basic level of national politics as a county.
All right. So, James, thank you so much, and cheer on the president tonight during the watch party for the State of the Union.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Mike and Dean right after this here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
FM Talk, it's Mike from Gardnerville. Hi, Mike. You want to talk about the State of the Union?
Are we going to have a bankruptcy in the country? You know, is he just running up the credit card to say before we do file bankruptcy? We can't pay our debt back.
I'm sorry, Mike. You weren't actually on the air for that first part of your comment. Can you start over again?
Yeah, I would like him to talk about possible bankruptcy for the country, but I know he's not going to. And is he just running up the debt like you would a credit card before you file bankruptcy?
So do you think is that something that you want him to work more on now than is the deficit?
Yes. I don't think we can pay it back.
I don't think from what all of these presidential candidates are coming up with, you know, the $60 trillion for Medicare for all, for school for all, for blah, blah, blah for all. I don't think we can't pay it back.
But that's what communists always. He's not a communist. All the Democrats, they're all hardcore communists. You don't know who's worse on that side. But, you know, the way he's spending money also isn't good. But he doesn't understand bankruptcy.
Well,
he's done that in bankruptcies. And that, I don't know what else we're going to do as a nation. If you start looking at our debt and how much we owe, it's impossible. If they taxed us at 100%, we couldn't pay that off as it is now. That's before the communists ever were to get in again.
Yeah. And, you know, definitely he shouldn't be looking at buying other countries if this is the way that we're going to go. So we've got to do something. We've got to do something with that debt. So, Mike, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah,
and I hope.
One more. Are you there?
Yeah. Quickly. I've only got a couple minutes.
Yeah. Have you ever had a talk with Lynn and Jan Muzzy by any chance? Down in Gardnerville, they're the ones who really push for less growth and everything, and she was the John Ingalls campaign manager. I'll call tomorrow, and I'll have the number for them.
Thank you, Mike.
Get them on.
I appreciate that, yes, because, yeah, I definitely need to speak with them. And you know, everybody needs to call in for their opinions on who should be on that commission and running the show and listening to people. So, Mike, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for giving me that information, too, tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
I wanted to at least take a minute of the end of the show here and acknowledge that I know I'm up against the most powerful man in talk radio, the man who brought this industry to the forefront, the man who was my mentor, the man that I idolized and looked to for me to stand up, stand my ground, have a voice, give a voice to you, and the utmost respect and love to Rush Limbaugh, announcing yesterday that he has advanced lung cancer. I pray for him. I hope you pray for him. We would not have this avenue if it was not for him, if it wasn't for his television show, and if it wasn't for what he does right now. I pray for him and will pray for him until this horrible disease is gone. And to all of the people who are using this as a base to attack him, may you burn in hell. We're supposed to have love for each other, whether we agree with each other or not. So, Rush, all my love and blessings to you. Thank you for my career. Bless y'all.